Leading well today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for stopping in today to check out the show. My goal is to encourage as many coaches as possible, so if you would, please like, share, and subscribe to the show so we together can make that happen. The more coaches that are reached, the more players that will be reached, and that is a good thing. Some exciting things have been taking place here recently, and a few all-star interviews will be going up in the next month or so, so keep an eye out for those as I know you will be blessed by them. Today on the show, I wanted to take a brief look at the idea of leading well. Leadership is a buzzword in our society, as is culture. But as we attempt to lead our players, what does that look like? How is it effective? One of the most practical things for us as coaches to understand first is what true leadership is not. I believe we can get a picture of that in the book of Ezekiel. Specifically, Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 through 10 says this, "The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought. And with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them." What we see here is God speaking through the prophet Ezekiel and really blasting the leadership of the day. To say that God was calling it ineffective would be a massive understatement. Just as a shepherd was responsible for the care of the sheep, so too was the religious leadership of Israel responsible for the care of the people. God calls them out for neglecting their duty, for being poor leaders. Notice the thing that God charges them with. In verse 2, he says, "You've been feeding yourselves. You eat the fat," or in other words, you eat the good portion. You take the best first and leave the scraps for the people. In verse 3, he says, "You clothe yourselves." Here he's saying, you're looking out for yourselves and not the people. You don't really care about them. In verse 4, he goes on to clarify and gets more specific. He says, "You haven't strengthened the weak. You didn't heal the sick. You didn't care for the injured. You didn't bring back the ones that have wandered off. And on top of all of that, you ruled with harshness." And in verse 5, he says, "The result of this poor leadership was the scattering of the sheep. As they scattered, they became a target for the wild beasts, against which they were defenseless." In other words, the leadership in no way prepared them. God goes on to speak through Ezekiel for the rest of the passage and declares that he does not approve of this poor leadership and that he will remedy it. He will rescue the sheep himself. This is a picture pointing us to Jesus Christ, who will come along and in John 10 declare himself to be the good shepherd that will rescue the people. Now you may be asking, well, what does this have to do with me as a coach? What does this have to do with my leadership? Well, I think it forces us to notice a few things and to ask a few potentially tough questions. First, what is my why? Why am I coaching? Is it for myself? Is it for the next job? Am I simply trying to build a resume? I believe this passage makes it pretty clear that this would be poor leadership. Second, am I coaching in the best interest of my players? Am I strengthening the weak both on and off the field? Am I helping players overcome hurdles both on and off the field? Am I trying to guide back those that have strayed a bit from the plan? Or am I only focused on myself or the wins and losses? Again, this passage makes it clear that if I'm not doing things in the best interests of my players, if I'm not serving them, then I very likely may be practicing poor leadership. And lastly, you might ask, well, what's the big deal? Why does this really matter? I just want to coach. Well, this passage tells us that the results of this poor leadership was the scattering of the sheep in a manner that makes them defenseless in the world. Now, the reality is that several of our players upon graduation, they're going to be scattered in a sense. They're going to go on to the next phase of their life. The question is, does our leadership prepare them for the things to come? Or will they be scattered in a sense where they will be defenseless and caught off guard, only destined to fail? Coaching is a big responsibility, and it requires strong leadership. The first step to this is to understand what strong leadership is not. And Ezekiel 34 provides us with a clear picture of this, and it should cause us to pause, reflect, and ask some of these difficult questions. Coach, your role is unique and special. And I pray today that you will take these questions to heart and be intentional with every step you take in order to serve your players well. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.